the country's automakers announced several steps today aimed at reducing the potential hazards posed by airbags. Safety experts have accumulated evidence that along with saving many lives, airbags have actually killed people. The car companies are starting a campaign to teach people how to minimize that danger, and they're planning to redesign airbags so they pose less of a risk to children and to short adults. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
The auto industry has a tortured history of dealing with the airbag. Back in the 1970s, the industry put up fierce resistance to making airbags standard equipment. The company said the equipment wouldn't save many lives and might actually injure some people. They even proposed putting warning labels on airbags. Safety advocates said no, fearing the warnings would scare consumers away. As it turned out, airbags did save lives, more than 1,000 of them over the last 10 years. They became wildly popular with consumers and therefore popular with Detroit. Then, about a year ago, cases started turning up of children actually being killed by airbags, at least 28 of them. This time, safety advocates started calling for warnings on airbags, and it was Detroit's turn to say warnings weren't really needed. Today, Andrew Card, president of the American Automobile Manufacturers Association, announced the carmaker's latest change of course.
We know that airbags do, in fact, save lives, but yes, we know they also have caused deaths. Our goal is to mitigate the problem as quickly as possible.
Card says, and many independent safety experts agree, airbags probably don't need to be as powerful as they currently are.
A fully powered airbag deploys at up to about 200 miles per hour. That's a pretty aggressive airbag exploding out of your steering wheel or out of the passenger side of the car.
The power of that explosion could be cut by 25%, Card says. The auto industry is already working on such depowered airbags, but for now it can only sell them in Canada. U.S. regulations currently require the full-power airbags. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is currently considering a proposal to change these regulations. Down the road, Card says, the industry may introduce so-called smart airbags, bags that will deploy more lightly in a crash that happens at slower speeds, or if it senses it only needs to stop a small person. But the biggest factor in preventing deaths from airbags, Card says, is smart behavior. Most of the children killed by airbags, for instance, were not wearing seatbelts. Short people frequently lean forward, which puts them too close to an exploding airbag. The auto industry is proposing more prominent and informative warning labels on airbags, and it's planning to send safety tips to every person who's bought an American-built car with a passenger-side airbag. The auto industry's Andrew Card.
Always wear your safety belt. Sit as far back from the steering wheel or the dashboard as you can. So you should be further back than 12 inches. That's the right way to respect an airbag. And airbags demand respect.
Children, in fact, are safer in the back seat, Card says. If you have airbags, never put a rear-facing child seat in the front seat. Safety groups said today they welcomed the automaker's proposals. This is Dan Charles in Washington.